compared to that.
Well, then you, I don't know if they...
The band.
Right, yeah. How about when you play basketball, they sometimes say throw the ball through the...
Basket.
Or through the...
Net.
Yeah, what is the net?
The hoop.
Yeah, and there's one on either side, so there'd be two...
Hoop.
Okay, but I mean, now you would, but you'd use the term band on a barrel rather than hoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something you might put in a bottle to, say you drank a half a Coke at home.
Yeah.
And you had to put something in there.
Cork and stopper.
Okay. Now, would you call it a cork no matter what it was made of, or would it have to be made of cork?
It has to be a cork before. I'd call it a cork.
If it's made of rubber, you'd call it a stopper.
Stopper, yeah.
Okay. And a musical instrument, a little thing about this long to blow on.
Harmonica.
You ever call it anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Is it called a French harp?
Yeah,
that's even more remote to you than
no,
than Coke.
No, I would call it just offhand. I'd call it a harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it French harp. Not uncommon at all.
How about something you hold between your teeth and twang on?
That's a green part.
Okay. Something, you ever call it anything else?
No, I haven't got one of them. They call it a doll heart sometimes. I can think of any other.
Okay. What about the thing you use to drive nail?
Hammer.
And it hits the parts of a wagon. I mean, the part that goes up between two horses, what's that called?
I wouldn't know.
You know, on a buggy, the part that comes up on either side of the horse?
Mm-hmm.
The things that the horse, part of the wagon, the people actually pull on?
The harness?
Yeah, well, the harness now is the...
That's what this thing hooks on to.
Yeah, that piece of wood that's attached in front of the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, what is this? This is that.
Term.
All right, now, you know what that is on a wagon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard it referred to that sometimes. More, I never heard to referred to on a farm wagon, but sometimes these little
mm-hmm.
wagons heard the panel referred to at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a wheel, the part of the, on a wooden wheel, the part that there's some metal sometimes around the outside, what's that called?
The rim.
Well, do you call that the outside metal on a wooden wheel?
Yeah.
The part that actually touches the ground.
I would call it the rim.
Okay. And what's the rim metal to?
Metal to the wheel.
Okay. You wouldn't have any special name for that part of the wheel, though?
No.
All right. And what on an automobile, the thing would just be... You don't have a rim on an automobile. You have a rim on an automobile, but what do you have over the rim?
The tire.
Yeah. But you never use the term tire in relation to talking about a wooden wheel.
No.
Okay. He's going back and forth to the with wood in his wagon, and actually he was doing what? He was taking a load of wagon, taking a wagon load from one part of town to another, back and forth all day, so he was doing what?
Yeah. Move and wood.
Okay. Would you ever use the term drawing, carting, or hauling?
Hauling, yeah.
All right. And we planned that we were going to plant in the field, and so you have to go out and get the trees down to remove the trees and all that stuff, and say you're going to do what?
Clearing land.
All right. Now, to get the, you want to get the stump out.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled the stump out, and then we had to cross the field.